part waiting.
waiting
for that. Like, yeah, people in charge to figure out what's happening.
But I mean, the journal's really waiting long.
That's what I've told. I'm going to call the House Committee on Health Care to order. And I'm going to announce that we are carrying over until Monday three bills, HB 2702, HB 2967, and HB 3418. Those will be carried over to Monday. Everybody, shut off the phones. I will not be opening a hearing on 3251 because a new public hearing has already been scheduled for next Friday, and we will hear that on Friday. I made a note here that I can't read, so I'm sure that's let's just say.
They wanted to open the public hearing.
That's the one that they have.
And then we've got it scheduled for a work session on the Monday the 27th.
I'm going to open a public hearing on HB 2787. There being no witnesses, I will close the public hearing on HB 2787.
Actually, you did have a witness.
I did have a witness. Okay. There. Can I unopen a...
Yes.
No, reopen.
Reopen public hearing on
Disopen. 2787.
He closed.
Don't we have some amendments? Let's see. What I can't do is unadjourn.
Right. Don't do that.
Or adjourn. Holly, isn't this the one we have next Friday for a work session?
Mm-hmm. Yes, but we don't. But we do not. This is our only public hearing on it. So.
Yeah. If you don't object, Ms. Mercer, where are you? We'll hear you in a work session a week from today. Does that work for you?
Actually, it'll be a week from Monday, I think.
A week from Monday. It'll be reposted. That's what other folks were here, but we're reposting it. So, and have we announced that? I mean, is that already scheduled for that
yes.
day? So, 2787 is scheduled for a work session. It will have in that work session testimony from Ms. Mercer, from Senator Johnson, from Representative Witt, and from two or three of their constituents. Okay? Good. We're down to 3-2.
And there is John McCauley has signed up on 3232.
Which ones are we doing?
And what was the plan? To carry that over till Monday?
This one.
We were going to open it up for public hearing, but you can carry the whole. No, because this has tons of amendments. So this has been scheduled for a work session later in the week.
Already scheduled? Are you sure?
As far as I can tell. 3232.
Has been announced already? Have we announced all those?
They're posted.
Well, not necessarily.
Posted everything.
Both public hearing.
3232 is scheduled for.
It is on the schedule.
Very careful.
3227.
I'm glad you're thorough.
3232.
So you can hear the public hearing today or hear the public hearing over.
John, where are you? Do you mind if we carry this over into a work session and give you... there are several amendments to it. It would make more sense to do. Okay. I will open a public hearing on HB 3232 and close the public hearing on HB 3232 and announce that it has already been posted and scheduled for when?
Monday the 27th.
And that's already been...
Yes.
That's already been posted. Monday the 27th. Keep an eye out. We'll let you know the amendments that are involved around that. Okay. Let's open a public hearing on HB 3103 and ask Representative Thompson to join us at the podium. Roxy, will you find out which amendments those are?
Chair Greenlick, members of the committee, my name is Jim Thompson, state legislator for House District 23, West Valley. This bill is a housekeeping bill. It comes to us from the Board of Pharmacy, and it's a collection of of mostly updates and changes in practice standards that have happened but weren't picked up in other housekeeping bills. So there's nothing that I'm aware of controversial in here. There's one change that came about in consultation with the governor's office, and it's just a choice thing. The original bill allows a pharmacy to no longer post a sign saying that they can do a generic substitution. Reason was that pharmacists do that routinely as a cost control matter anymore, other than when a physician issues a do not substitute order on the prescription. So the governor's office came to us and said they would prefer to have the sign continue to be posted. It didn't seem like an issue worth fighting over, since the sign's already posted anyway. Now they just don't have to take it down. So that became the amendment to this bill. So that's the substance. A few definition changes, things like that, but I don't believe there's anything of substance in it, not major changes. Nothing has come to my attention that there's any opposition to it.
Do we have that amendment?
You should have it.
Not in this packet, but everybody received it on Wednesday. It was part of the Wednesday packet.
Yeah, that was the dash ones. It was on Wednesday.
Dash one. I have it here.
It's very straightforward.
Yeah.
And
but all the dash one does is just put back in that concept that we have to, the pharmacies have to post a generic sign. So.
Well, let's go back into work session. Let's close the public hearing, go into work session, adopt that amendment, and then we'll carry over the work session. We don't have the fiscal and revenue. We don't have the fiscal and revenue on any of these bills today, except I'm hoping maybe 2116 and maybe 209, but I think we'll work on that in a minute.
If it's possible, could we allow the Board of Pharmacy to testify?
This is a public hearing. Are they here?
They're not here. They're not here because I told them we weren't hearing the bill today.
And you told them that because I told you that.
Well,
I mean, that's not a reasonable thing.
I don't think they have anything to contribute.
No.
We've gone through this 95
different
ways. But just, because I did kind of screw it up. Why?
No, you didn't. I'll close the public hearing on House Bill 3103 and open a work session on House Bill 3103 for the purpose of adopting the amendment, at which point we'll then carry it over till Monday.
Mr. Chair, I move the dash one amendments to House Bill 3103, dated March 25th, 2009.
Is there any discussion on that amendment? Is there any objection to that amendment? The dash one amendments are included in House Bill 3103. We'll ask for a revenue and a fiscal based on that amendment. And I will announce I am carrying over this work session until Monday. And I will close the work session until Monday. I think that, Madam Administrator, do you think that takes care of everything we have on there up to 2116 and 2098? Okay. I'm going to open a work session on 2009 for the purpose of adopting several amendments, some of which you have, some of which you'll be getting shortly. My intention would be to adopt those amendments, but to then carry over the work session again until Monday, because we won't have we'll have a fiscal, but we won't have a revenue on this, and the revenue should be no revenue impact, but they want to look at all the amendments and make sure that's what it is. So we will be doing that. And also, we're going to be looking at amendments that are coming through, and some of them that are coming through pretty much in a hurry, and there's always the possibility that they might not be exactly right. We're getting some hot off the press in a minute, the three of the four or so Senate bills that are. And
I have all of them.
Uh-oh, what did I do?
Here comes the judge.
A moment of terror when the chief clerk comes into a committee room. Okay, let's work through some of those amendments, and we will carry the bill over. I think the staff does a great job, but but things might be wrong, and it would be good to have another chance at them on Monday, because it's pretty complicated.
My experts are black.
And we're going to get some more 2116 amendments?
This contains everything.
Oh, those are the 2116 amendments as well. We're getting them copied?
Are we getting the 20...
Entities, please.